The name of the app is Meal Nirvana, and it gives you an end-to-end eat-out experience. So if you are new to the place, or let's say you're traveling to your destination, or you're tired of going to the same restaurants again and again, you can use this app that helps you find the nearby restaurant, and it could be via a zip code or using the current location. And it helps you to calculate the tip, split it into the number of heads, and you can store your total bill amount as an expense. The added feature is you can store any of your expenses, which further you can categorize into restaurants, groceries, shopping, etc. So it basically maintains all the expenses. And then you can define a wallet, which could be your monthly, you can define your monthly budget, so that which tracks your spendings. Version 1.0 of this app that I launched a couple of months ago was basically designed from developer's point of view, from developer's angle. So the look and feel of the app was not very consistent with the Windows Phone standards. So fortunately, I heard about this UX camp, which were accepting the apps, and then they were selecting the apps which they want to give their feedback on. So I approached them, and they gave me good feedback on the look and feel of the app, which I'm in the process of implementing. So just to be consistent with Windows Phone standards of user experience, I approached them for their suggestions. So during our last check-in, I was ready with the database design and some of the library functions. Today, I have designed some of the UX screens, and they are communicating with the database with regular CRUD operations. Some of the screens that are ready are panoramic control, the main panoramic control with some graphs. Second is the new expense, then a tip calculator, and wallet screen, and some privacy policy and about us screens. So that's what I have today for the demo. Integrating the new UI into my code and still maintaining the performance of the app is a challenge that I'm working on. And some new controls that are suggested by the UX experts, finding them is another challenge. So these are some aspects that I'm still working on that are taking some little bit of time, and I hope to get that done soon. UX experts have given me some of the design controls, some of the new designs, which I'm integrating into the new app. Some controls like graph or some pie charts are not available as per the designs that were given to me. So what I did is finally bought some of the third-party controls, which I'm integrating into the app. So just taking an example would be a bar control, bar series control, which anyway MSDN provides for Silverlight, but that's not the way that I wanted to implement in my app. It's just the requirement change. So if we could have those kind of controls in MSDN, we don't have to go and buy these specific controls from third party. So that's something that I think Microsoft should provide to the users, to the developers. And apart from that, maybe promoting their apps onto the marketplace is another thing that I would suggest for the marketplace team. There are a few screens that are still remaining. I haven't started working on them. It's like restaurant search and restaurant search display, so the results screen. And then expense screen, so which means that it will show you the list of all your expenses with the categories. And then weekly, yearly, monthly charts. Those are the screens that are still remaining that I need to work on. I'm hoping to get them done by the next check-in. And also performance tuning is a major task that I have to work on. I'll show you some code of Meal Nirvana and then I'll demo you the app. To begin with, I'm using MVVM design pattern. So I have some view models defined here, and these are for expense that we store, wallet that we have, and some of the restaurant details like the restaurant name, how much you are spending on what restaurant for that table. And then I have a memo view model which will store the expenses of any other expense like shopping or grocery, etc. So to begin with, this is my main page where I am using some of the methods like setting the user controls, reading the user controls. Then I'm all the heavy operations that those are done in the background thread. So I'm updating the UI once that thread is done running. And then I'm setting up some of the controls. Here in the view models, I have defined all the columns in the form of properties, like today's date, amount, what is the tip, and all those things. And then I have wallet view model, which defines the wallet cap and spend and the date, etc. And similarly for memo view model and for restaurant view model. So this is the library class, so which basically deals with all the operations. So this communicates with the UI and then with the database also. So I have a DB helper class, which basically does all kind of insert operations, and it reads the data from the database. So all these methods are defined in the DB helper class. So that's a static class that I'm using throughout the app. And then I have a class for geoposition, which gives me current location where the user is. So for that, I have implemented geoposition permission, which is available on MSD, and you can go and look on the. You need to bind all the events like position change, status change events to capture the current location of the user, and that gives you all the longitude, latitude that you can use to find the restaurant. Then I have the DB helper class, like I said, which is used for insert and all kind of a CRUD operations. And all these classes that you see, the business, category, message, neighborhood, response code, review, search result, all these are used to collect data from Yelp. And I'm deserializing that data. Let's say if I get JSON or XML, I deserialize that into these classes, which I further use on my UI. And then I have some user controls defined. For now, I just have the graph control, but eventually I'll have all the wallet controls and tip calculator controls all defined, moved into the user control area, which I can drop onto the screens. So I'll show you some code from Meal Nirvana, and then I'll walk you through the app. I'll actually launch the app and we can see different screens. So you see, this is the project Meal Nirvana, and I have implemented MVVM design pattern. So I've defined bunch of views, expense, memo, restaurant, and wallet, where you can store the data of all the expenses. You can store through expense view model, and then you can define your wallet in your view model. Restaurant details are stored in the restaurant view model, kind of stuff. And I have defined the user control in user controls folder. So my plan is to move all the wallet and related data, or the controls which are pretty common to all the pages, into this section. So since this is a developing app, I'm going to move those controls up there. And then I have a library where I have defined a bunch of classes which I'm using in order to communicate with the database or to perform some data expense operations. So to begin with, this is the main page. where I have a set user control method and the read user control method, which sets up all the user controls that are on the main page and then reads the data if required. And all the operations which require reading the database or calculating something, that's done on the background thread. So once the background thread is done running, then it calls the set user control method. So do work is the method which does all the expensive operation, and then once the thread is done running, then I'm updating the controls. So that's about the main page. And then, like I said, I have some view models defined here, which is expense view model. So all the properties are column in the database. So expense view model is, there is a table called expense where all these are the columns. And then similarly, I have wallet view model, which has the columns defined in this class. Now I have library, which is DB helper library, and what it does is basically all the insert and read operations. So if you want to insert an expense, then I call this method, which calls insert expense, similarly for wallet. Then if you want to read some data from the database, like populating the expenses, wallet, or the restaurant details, then I call this method, which gets the expense data from the data context from the DB. So all the database related methods have been defined in DB helper class. Now these classes, like business category, business category, message, neighborhood, response code, review, search results, are all pertaining to Yelp. So I call Yelp API to get restaurant related data, and then I deserialize the JSON object or XML object into JSON or XML into these objects. And then I have a geoposition class, which is used to get the current latitude and longitude of the user. And then I have some events which are triggered when the user location is changed. So depending on that, I perform some activity inside these events here. So that's about the geoposition class. And there are a few more user controls that I will eventually add when I start implementing the restaurant search and display of expenses. So those pages and user controls will come in the later part. So that's about the code. I have, I'm using MVVM design pattern, and I have structure, like I have libraries and then user controls and view models and all the pages defined at this level. So now I'll start with the actual demo of launching my application. And so this is the emulator, Windows Phone emulator, and Mil Nirvana is the app that I'm going to launch now. So this app is not fully complete. I still need to do the restaurant search and the expense display, but let's see what I have for now. So when you launch this app for the first time, now I have been using this app, so it didn't give you any message, but when you launch this app for the first time, it gives you whether user should access the current location and all those pop-ups. So this is the first panoramic control where you see the options that this app has, which is find the restaurant, add a new expense, view all expenses, and calculate the tip, and some settings. Currently, new expense, tip calculator, and settings is what I have implemented. If you move here, this shows you the wallet. So I have defined that I'm going to spend $400 on the monthly meal expenses, and currently I have spent $85, and this is what is still remaining in my wallet. And this is the graph, which gives you little idea about what where you are at in terms of expenses. So when you press this, when you tap it and hold it, it should show you the date wise, like on 5th of March, what was the amount that I spent, and similarly last month, during about the same time, how much did I spend. So if you scroll like this, it's going to show you all the data of this month and the previous month. So this portion is for the current month, whereas the darker gray area is for it. I call it as shaded area. That's for the previous month. So this is the graph control that I'll be using throughout the app. And this area is not yet done, but this will have an image of the highlighted restaurant, and then it will have some more details of that particular restaurant. So eventually it should look something like this, where you see the highlighted restaurant, and then more restaurants here, and on your last panoramic control and restaurant wise, it should tell you that how much did you spend there. So let's go and add a new expense. For now, I'm just hard coding this to some restaurant name, because since my restaurant part is not yet implemented. So I just go here and type in whatever amount that is, and then go back and add the tip. So let me go back. So here, when I put in the total dollar amount value, I can calculate the tip here. And by default it's 15%. So if you want to split that, you can split it between the number of heads, or you can, let's say if you are two, then it's per person amount is going to be this, and you can change your settings as per your need. And so it says the total check amount is this. So you go back and it says, oh, total amount is this, 1438, which you save. So once you save this, you're sent the previous screen where it updates the total amount, and then you you see the update here. So it says that on March you added, all the amounts will come here, so which you can view, and then if you don't want to add an expense. So basically the plan is that once the restaurant is searched through restaurant screen, you are being sent here, and the restaurant name is carried forwarded here. For now it's going to be just hard-coded, but then I'm it will be taken dynamically. And then you can also go directly to the tip calculator just to calculate the tip, and the tip is calculated, and then if you want, you can just go back and store the expense. And this is the settings page, where you just add your zip code and your monthly cap. So I say 400, say it says settings updated, and your settings are updated. That's about it. So restaurant and all expenses should be implemented soon, which I'm planning to work on this month.